and bringing them up, you would say,
Raised.
Okay, five cents.
5 cents.
Okay.
I didn't. We did.
I see. What do you say when members of the family look alike?
Resemble.
Is that what you'd say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how are they delivered, these sons of yours?
Very difficult.
How are they delivered?
With the hospital, or?
Yes, sir. All five.
Occasionally, I guess, you were delivered to the hospital. Was there something called a midwife around here in those days?
Yeah.
Well, yes, but maybe a little before my time.
Did they have other names for that type of person? For a midwife?
No, I think it was just midwife. My sister was born before the doctor got there. My daddy delivered her, but there was no midwife there.
Okay. This man right here is your...
husband.
Do you have any other names for him besides that?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Not that I'd like to repeat.
You can repeat, okay, if you can. And you are his...
wife.
Uh-huh. Are there other names that you can repeat that he calls
you? Likewise. I hate to say what he calls me sometimes.
Okay. And where were you married?
We were married about 25 miles west of Lander at Wind River, Wyoming. Reverend John was the Episcopal missionary minister there. He buried Sacagawea. He was well known. He's on the it's on the Indian reservation. And he was about 83 when he married us on September 26, 1940. And it was in a little log chapel. Oh, it's just a one-room little thing. Had little round back broomstick chairs, and it had a beautiful cherry wood hand pump organ. And and Reverend had a long white beard, and there wasn't too many people there. But after the wedding, we walked to his parsonage to sign the marriage certificate, and there was lilac bushes on the path, and little Indian kids peeked through to see the bride. But if you go up there today, the chapel looks just exactly as it did when we were married there.
That's lucky, huh?
Mm-hmm.
When you go to church, the preacher preaches a
sermon.
Okay. And the building he does this in is called a
church.
Okay. And the being, the divine being above, is called
God or the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. And for what are the first four books of the New Testament?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Okay, I needed the pronunciations on Matthew and John. This isn't a quiz. Okay. And you talked a lot about your mother went to the university. What's another word for university?
College.
There you go. And at college she got in?
A degree.
Okay. And a place at the college where they have a lot of books that you can check out. That's called
library.
All right. Okay. And let's see how we're going to do this one. Do you have is your sister married?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So your children, the relationship between your sons and your sister is?
Aunt.
And she would call them her?
Grandsons.
Oh.
Oh. I mean, nephews.
Okay.
Excuse me.
And the person she is married to, your children would call him their?
Uncle.
All right. And we talked a little about your mother when she was a teacher. Were there other names they had for teachers besides just teachers? Did they have sort of the nicknames for them, or they called them other things besides teacher that you know of?
I don't think so.
Up to their face.
No, they called him Mrs. So-and-so, and that was it.
Oh, and the opposite of a man is a...
woman.